Welcome to Morning Soap. At Fusion Church, our desire is to see everyone attend church and hear from God daily through His Word. The Bible reveals God's responses to various situations, and through daily devotions, we can reshape our thought patterns, transform our minds, and become more Christ-like. Join us here every Monday through Friday as different pastors and leaders from Fusion Church provide insightful devotions and teachings based on the day's scripture. For the current soap reading plan, visit fusionchurch.cc/soap and join us as we deepen our understanding and relationship with God.
Good morning. Good morning, Fusion Church. All right. It is Freedom Friday. Another week has gone by, you know, and I am just so grateful to every single one of you that likes to come here first thing in the morning and get together for the word. I wanted to just thank every one of you guys that have been, been reaching out to me and my family and my wife and her journey of recovery from the transplant. So many of you, thank you for your well wishes and the cards that we have received. You want to just say thank you, only because sometimes, you know, when you're running around and we're in and out of the house for appointments back and forth, sometimes, you know, we say, I'm going to take care of that later, and it'll come. So I just wanted to reach out to my Fusion family and say thank you so much for all your prayers and for reaching out to us. We're doing good. Mom is doing good, you know. Cindy's recuperating little by little, getting stronger every time. Still got a long ways to go, but God is in control and he's doing his thing, and we just got to do ours. So again, I wanted to just thank you. This morning, we are in chapter 10 of the book of Joshua. It's a lot of reading this morning, but it's a good chapter. It's a good chapter. So let us begin with a word of prayer and we'll get right into the word. Father God, I just want to thank you for this is the day that you have made, Father. And I just want to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor that you deserve, Father God, before we even begin. Thank you, Father God, for waking us up this morning. Thank you for your word. Let it be you and not me, Father God. And I just thank you for what you're doing in every one of our lives and our homes and our family. I just praise you and worship you this morning. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. All right. Do that little stretch if you need to wake up a little bit this morning. All right. We're in Joshua chapter 10. And it says, and it came to pass that when Adonai, said the king of Jerusalem, heard that Joshua had taken and had utterly destroyed it as he had done to Jericho and his king, that he had done to Al and his king, and how the inhabitants of Gibeon have made peace with Israel and were among them, that they feared greatly. They feared greatly because Gibeon was a great city, like one of the royal cities, and because it was greater than Ai, and all the men were mighty. Therefore, Adonizedek, king of Jerusalem, sent to Jehoram, king of Hebron, Piram, king of Jarmuth, and Japhia, king of Lushish, and Debir, king of Eglon, saying, come up to me and help me, that we may attack Gibeon, for he has made peace with Joshua and the children of Israel. Therefore, the five kings of the Ammonites, the king of Jerusalem, the king of Haran, the king of Jarmuth, the king of Lushish, and the king of Eglon, gathered together and went up, they and all their armies, and camped before Gibeon and made war against it. And the men of Gibeon sent to Joshua at the camp of Gilgal, saying, do not forsake your servants. Come and help us quickly. Save us, help us. For all the kings of the Ammonites who dwell in the mountains have gathered together against us. 7. So Joshua ascended from Gilgal, and he and all the people of war with him, and all the mighty men of valor. And the Lord said to Joshua, "Do not fear them, for I have delivered them into your hands. Not a man of them shall stand before you." Joshua therefore came upon them silently, having marched all night from Gilgal. And the Lord routed them before Israel, killed them with a great slaughter of Gibeon, chased them along the road that goes to Beth Haran, and struck them down as far. And it happened that as they fled before Israel and were in the descent of Beth Haran, that the Lord cast down large hailstones from heaven on them as far as Aziz, and they died. There were more who died from hailstones than the children of Israel killed with the sword. Then Joshua spoke in the day when the Lord delivered up the Ammonites before the children of Israel, and he said, "In the sight of all Israel, sun, stand still over Gibeon, and moon in the valley of Arhalon." So the sun stood still and the moon stopped till the people had revenge upon their enemies. Is this not written in the book of Joshua? So the sun stood still in the midst of heaven and did not hasten to go down for about a whole day. And there has not been no day like that before or after it, that the Lord heeded the voice of a man, for the Lord fought for Israel. Then Joshua returned and all of Israel with him to the camp of Gilgal. 16, for these 5 kings who fled and hidden themselves in a cave of Makedesh, and it was told Joshua, saying, 5 kings have been hidden in the cave of Makedesh. So Joshua said, "Roll large stones against the mouth of the cave and set men by it to guard it. And do not stay yourselves, but pursue your enemy, attack their rear guard. Do not allow them to enter the cities, for the Lord your God has delivered them into your hands." Then it happened while Joshua and the children of Israel made an end of the slaying them with a great slaughter till they have finished, and those who escape enter fortified city, and all the people return to the camp to Joshua of Makedesh, and in peace no one move his tongue against any of the children of Israel. Then Joshua opened the mouth of the cave and bring out the 5 kings to me from the cave. And they did so, and they brought up the 5 kings to him from the cave, and the king of Jerusalem, the king of Haran, the king of Jarmuth, and the king of Lachish, and the king of Gilon. So it was then they brought out these kings to Joshua, and Joshua called all the men of Israel and said to the captains of the men of war who went with him, "Come near. Put your feet on the neck of these kings." And they drew near and put their feet on their necks. Then Joshua said to them, "Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed. Be strong and have good courage. Thus says the Lord, will do to all your enemies whom you fight." And afterwards Joshua struck and killed them and hanged them on 5 trees. And they were hanging on the trees till evening. So it was at the time of the going down of the sun that Joshua commanded, and they took them down from the trees, cast them into the cave where they were hidden, and laid large stones against the cave's mouth, which remain unto this day. 28. And on that day, Joshua took Makedesh and instructed and his king, but with the edge of the sword, he utterly destroyed them, all the people who were in it. He let none remain. He did also to the king of Michkadesh, and as he had done to the king of Jericho. Then Joshua passed from Michkadesh to all Israel with him to the Libna, and they fought against Libna, and the Lord also delivered it and its kings into the hands of Israel, and he struck it and all the people who were in it with the edge of the sword. He let none remain in it, but did to its king as he has done to the king of Jericho. 31. Then Joshua passed from Libna to all of Israel with him, and to Lachish and all of the encampment against it, and fought against it. And the Lord delivered Lachish into the hand of Israel, who took it on the second day and struck it with all the people who were in it with the edge of a sword, according to that he had done to Libna. And Haran, king of Gezer, and came up to help Lachish, and Joshua struck him and his people until he left none remaining. From Lachish, Joshua passed to Eglon, and all Israel with him, and encamped against it and fought against it. They took it on the day and struck it with the edge of a sword. All the people who were in it utterly destroyed that day, according to all that he had done to Lachish. So Joshua went up to Eglon, and all of Israel with him, to Haran, and he fought against it, and he took it and struck it with the edge of a sword, its king, its cities, and all the people who were in it. He left none remaining, according to all that he had done to England, but utterly destroyed it with all the people who were in it. Then Joshua returned, and all Israel with him, to Debar, and they fought against it, and he took it, and the king and the city. They struck them with the edge of the sword and utterly destroyed all the people who were in it. He left none remaining, as he had done to Haran, and he did to Debar, and the king, as he has done to Lachish and his king. So Joshua conquered all the land, the mountain country of the south and the lower land, and the wilderness slopes, and all their kings. He left none remaining, but utterly destroyed all that breathed, as the Lord of Israel had commanded. And Joshua conquered them from Kadesh Barnea and as far as Gazer, in all the country of Goshen, even as far as Gibeon. All these kings and their land Joshua took at one time, because the Lord God of Israel fought for Israel. Then Joshua returned, when all of Israel with him, to camp at Gilgal. Amen and amen. And they fought and they fought and they fought and they conquered. And it's just wow. As you've seen all that is taking place. You know, and it just reminded me of last week when chapter 5, you know, that the fear was taking over the Lord's enemy, you know, and when they hear what God was doing. And in chapter 10 here, we see that again, they're hearing what God is doing for Israel, and the enemy becomes afraid. The enemy becomes fearful of what the Lord is doing, you know, and I look at that and I say, you know, they're afraid of what God is doing, so yet they go against God. You know, they are afraid. They hear all the stories, all the rumors that all these kings are being defeated by Israel, and guess what? And they decide to do the same thing. They decide to do the same thing. So here, you know, they were afraid in verse 1. You know, that of the armies, they were afraid of what God was doing for Israel. In verse 2, it says that they feared greatly They fear greatly because of Gibeon was a great city and one like a royal city, and because it was greater than the other cities, and all its men were mighty men. So here, these particular kings, that getting themselves together, they were fearful of what Gibeon was doing with Israel, because Gibeon, had made peace with Israel, so now they became a target. They became a target. And I was reading, and as I read this, and I said, how we, as believers, we're constantly being attacked by the enemy. And that's a fact. That's a given fact. When you represent the Lord Jesus Christ, you become a target. It's not that you become a Christian and you're never going to have any problems. You become a Christian, now you become a target. And as we become targets, we have to understand that we are sons and daughters of the Most High God. And if the Lord is with us, who can be against us, And so we have to make sure that we know who we are. And here, the enemy was getting upset to what was happening with the people of Israel, and yet they decided to go against it. And it says in chapter 5, therefore the five kings of the Ammonites, the king of Jerusalem, the king of Hebron, and the other kings gathered together, and they went out and they made war against, at the Gibeon. They made war against Gibeon. So they decided, we're going to attack them, before they get too powerful, before they can move on. So, if you're dealing with something today, if you're going through a situation today, guess what? You're in the right place at the right time, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. So the Lord is with you. The Lord is with you. And we have to make sure that we continue to go forward. In verse 6, it says, and the men of Gibeon sent word to Joshua, do not forget your servants, because being that they made peace, they knew who to turn to. They knew who to turn to. And this takes me to a question. Who do you turn to when you're going through a difficult time? Who do we turn to when we're going through storms of life? A lot of times, we can go to a loved one, that is nearby and all that, but we need to know that we should go to the Lord. That's one of the that's what I do when I'm facing something and I have no idea how to face it. I have no idea what to do. And guess what? Because us as leaders, we go through stuff too. Okay. Just because you're a leader, that doesn't make you exempt. You're gonna be attacked. You're gonna be attacked no matter what. So I learned that when I don't know what to do, I go to the Lord. And sometimes I don't even know what to say. And all I can do is say, Lord, I don't understand. I cannot figure this out, but I need your help. I need your help in this. And guess what? He is always faithful. He always makes a way. He always brings a provision. He always opens up a door. And I don't care how dark it may look like. I don't care how impossible it may seem, because what's impossible for men is possible for God. And God always makes a way. I believe God is waiting for moments that he can show off in your life. He's waiting for that opportunity that we surrender to him and say, Lord, let your will be done, not my will. Let your will be done in this situation, in this family situation, in this financial situation. Let your will be done. And when we start speaking these words like this, that we are giving the Lord permission, because he's not going to go against your will. Come on now. He's not going to go against your will. But when we open up to him and say, Father, let your will be done, in this situation, in my family, in my home, in this matter. And when we call upon him, he will answer. He will respond. And this was what was happening here with Gibeon being attacked. They were calling out to Joshua for help, and Joshua was gonna come through. But the same thing for us, when we call upon the Lord, he will answer. In Jeremiah 33:3 says, call upon me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things that you do not know. When we call upon him, upon the Lord, he will answer. And also in Jeremiah 29, verses 11 to 13, is a beautiful thing about us, how God sees us. He says, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you," says the Lord. Thoughts about you. That's right. You're looking at me this morning. Thoughts about you, God. He says, "I know the thoughts about you, thoughts of peace and not evil, to give you a future and a hope." Give us a future and a hope, man. You know, so we're going through something. This is a word for you today. That God is thinking about you because you are in his mind. He's thinking about your future. He's thinking about your hope. And he says, "Then you will call upon me and go and pray to me, and I will listen. I will listen." The Lord's ear is attentive to your voice. He knows your voice. And when you call upon him, he goes like, "She's calling me. He's calling me." You know, because why? Because his ear is sensitive to yours. And he says, "And you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart." You know, we cannot get away from the Lord. The Lord is ever present. So whatever it is that we might be going through this morning, you know, trust in him. Because he has this, he has this. And he says in verse 7, so Joshua ascended, you know, so Joshua went forward with all his men. And it says there that Joshua, you know, he didn't waste time. He didn't waste time. As soon as he heard that they needed his help, he was right there. They said they marched all night long. They marched all night long to get to where they needed to be, you know. And he says in verse 8, and then the Lord said to Joshua, "Do not fear them, for I have delivered them." Do not fear them. And that's a word for one of you guys here today, this morning, that you might be going through something you don't understand, and God is telling you, do not fear what you're facing. Do not fear what you're going through, because I am with you. And he says here, that none of these men, none of these the enemy that we're facing, you know, it's going to hurt you. I have delivered them unto your hand. I have delivered them, the Lord says. In other words, the Lord is already fighting for you and me. The Lord is already fighting for you. And we got to praise him. We got to praise him and thank him, you know, because he's already doing what we desire. He's already protecting us. He's already guiding us. In Romans 8:31, it says, "What then shall we say these things? If God is for us, who can be against us?" If the Lord is on our side, the battle is already won. The battle is already won. All we need to do is start declaring and decreeing that word, saying that the victory is already out, and thanking the Lord in advance, thanking the Lord for what he is doing or for what he is about to do. You know, the best thing that we can do when we face a crisis, when we face a situation that seems impossible, is to praise God. It's because when we praise God, we're telling the enemy, this nonsense of yours is not phasing me. It's not phasing me because I have greater things that I want to do. And as we praise God and as we worship God, God looks down upon us. He looks down upon every single one of you. And he says, "Well done, my servant. Well done, my daughter," you know, and he loves that. God loves that. God loves to see his children interceding, his children standing, and his children speaking life over themselves, speaking life over the situation, and declaring. You know, that was one of the beautiful things that in our life here with my wife's transplant, that they told us 5 to 7 years. They told us 5 to 7 years, you know, you're gonna be waiting a long time. And a lot of people that we spoke to, you know, even at the dialysis place, they were saying the same thing. I've been waiting. And you know, and my wife was always saying, "Lord, I don't want to wait. Lord, I need the kidney, I need the healing, you know, and I'm gonna trust in you." And guess what? And like I said earlier, after we got approved in the list, you know, not even six months later, God comes through. So we have to trust him. We have to believe in the impossible, because what's impossible for man is possible for God, you know. And so God is showing off. God is showing off that he can do the miraculous. He can do the impossible. He can turn things around quicker than what we can imagine. quicker than what we can ever think. You know, and the best thing is to do is just to be thanking him. Lord, I thank you. I thank you because the process is in your hands and you are working it out. And he did. He worked it out. I didn't do a thing. All I was doing is just praying. All I was doing was just thanking God in advance. Oh, that's what we were doing. And we were holding on to him. And God took care of it. God took care of it. Anyway, getting back to this Bible study here. Wow, man, this time is already flying. But, you know, Joshua, you know, he's here. His men got together. They were going to, in verse 10, it was a great slaughter that God was still in control. And God, and what had happened, that God was helping them. God was helping. He said that when the enemy started to run away, that he sent hailstones, you know, from the heavens, you know. So God was fighting. You know, God is fighting for you. God is moving things out for you. God is making a way out for you. It doesn't matter what it looks like. He's still in control and he's doing it. And that's what he was doing here. He was helping Joshua in the battle. He was helping Joshua in the battle, just like he's helping you and just like he's helping me. And he's making a way. He's making a way. It's so important that it says here that Joshua, you know, spent time with the Lord, that he spoke with the Lord. You know, for me, when I read that Joshua, you know, in verse 12, it says, Joshua spoke to the Lord in the day when the Lord delivered the Ammonites. That's prayer. That's speaking to God. That's spending time with the Lord. You know, when we speak to the Lord, when we come together with the Lord, that's a time of intimacy. That's a time of getting closer to him. And he reveals things to us. I believe that when Joshua was speaking to him, God was pouring down, you know, things into his life. You know, and he was pouring down authority at the he was giving him, so that he would do what he needs to do. Because, you know, because it was right after he spoke to the Lord. It was right after that prayer. He says that the Lord, that, you know, Joshua spoke to the Lord in the day, and the Lord delivered up the Ammonites before the children of Israel. And then he said to the people of Israel, then Joshua, after he spoke to the Lord, then Joshua, you know, spoke to the people of Israel, and then he spoke with authority, and he said, "Sun, stand still," in verse 12. Sun, stand still, because he saw that the battle was going on. He saw that he was going to need more time, you know, to win the battle, you know. So he said, so he had that authority, you know, and he said, "Sun, stand still over Gibeon, and moon over the valley." You know, so in verse 13, so the sun stood still and the moon stopped till all the people had revenge upon their enemy. So the sun stood there, you know, and you read this and you can just read it and say, okay, that happened. Well, that's a big deal. That's a big deal. Everything and the way the planets are set, everything is timing. Everything is timing. You know, it is said that if something moves in the wrong direction, it can cause havoc into the galaxy, you know. And so everything is set a certain degree so perfectly. Our God, our creator, he's a God of detail. So everything is set precise, but yet the moon, the sun stood still. Stood still. Not for a minute, but it says like for a whole day. A whole day. And he gave them the victory. He gave them the victory. So God would do the impossible for his people. And I look at that and I say, like, wow, God, you gave him the authority. He declared it. He spoke it, you know, and the sun stood still, the moon stood still, and they had the light that they need, and they had the victory. And as we read this whole chapter, you saw that it was one kingdom after the next kingdom after the next kingdom. The authority that God has given Joshua to just go and do and to fight the good fight of faith. You know, he's telling us today, go ahead. Fight the good fight. I go before you. I go before you. And if God is before us, there's no reason for me to fear because he's already there. He's already in my tomorrow. I don't have to worry about tomorrow because my God, our God, is already there. He's already orchestrating. The word of God says that our days are ordered by the Lord. Your days are ordered by the Lord. So he already has our life all planted out. You know, and what are we going to have? What are we going to be? He already has a plan. All we got to do is walk out in it, is to walk out. And how do we walk out in it? As we develop our communion with the Lord, as we pray to the Lord, just like Joshua, that, you know, doesn't give a lot of emphasis, but he said that he spoke to the Lord. That's intimate time. That means that he spent time with him, and because he came out of there and he came out with a plan. He came out with goals, you know, and he had the victory through the whole entire chapter, one victory after the next, one victory, one another king, another kingdom, another kingdom. And how in the world can you do that if you don't have the support of the living king, you know, supporting you and helping you, and you're making a way because you're going from one battle after the next. And guess what? He did it. Why? Because he was in fellowship with the Father, just like we need to be in fellowship with the Father, and we need to draw closer to him. That's why, you know, what I'm glad I got out of this chapter, you know, besides the miracle of the sun being still and the moon being still, is the fellowship that Joshua had with the Lord, that you know, he spent time with him. You know, he spoke to him. He spoke to him. And he came out of there, you know, with a different step. And, you know, he came out of there with authority, and he just spoke the word, and it happened. And he moved forward, and it happened. He got the victory because the Lord was fighting for him. The Lord was fighting for us, and God was just demonstrating how strong, how powerful is this God that we serve. So in Exodus 14:14, it says, the Lord will fight for you, you know, and you shall hold your peace. The Lord will fight for you. Sometimes all we need to do is stand. Be still and stand. I mentioned that before. Be still, know that I am God. My wife's favorite verse. Be still, know that I am God. And here God is saying, the Lord will fight for you. Hold your peace. When you don't know what to do, when you're having a storm in your life, difficult situation, and you don't know what to do, don't do nothing. Just pray and wait on the Lord. And you're going to say, well, but I need an answer. But I need an answer. Hey, time is nothing for God. Time is nothing for God. What seems impossible, God can make it possible. You know, oh, they didn't answer yesterday. It's okay. They all say that. Everybody says that. It's like going to a car dealership. Oh, the deal of the day. You got to do it now. You got to do it now. They got it. And they give you all this information. You know, oh, you look good behind the wheel. Oh, you look, you know, and that's it. Say, we give you this. We give you this. But if you leave, you don't get no deal. I said, what the, you know, if I leave, I don't get no deal. You know, that means if I come back tomorrow, I don't get the same deal. No, because they want to just drag you in. But, you know, that's man. But for God, God is telling you, relax. Relax, breathe, come on, breathe. It's not all that, breathe, he's in control, slow it down a little bit. We wanna go too fast sometimes, you know. Hey, we wanted a transplant yesterday, okay? And in man's eyes, it was gonna take a long time. In God's eyes, it took no time. So word of God says, be anxious for nothing. Be anxious for nothing. But all prayer and supplication, let your petition be known unto the Lord. You know, so, you know, don't be anxious. Breathe in, slow it down, calm down. Okay, yes, it's hard, but calm down. Come on. You were created for this. You were created for this. You know, you were created to go through this situation. You know, God doesn't give you nothing that you cannot handle. Come on. He does not tempt you beyond temptation because he doesn't tempt nobody, you know, but he doesn't allow you to go through anything that you cannot do. You know, he knows your limits. So if he's allowing it, it's because you can go through it. And we can go through it, my brothers and sisters. All the storms we have faced, all the storms I have personally faced, you know, at the moment, it seemed like, oh my gosh. And that's the way it always is. That's the way it always is. But when we learn to just breathe in, settle yourself down and say, Lord, your will be done, not my will. God has a way of just turning things around. And that's what he did for Joshua. You know, with all these armies coming, these five kings that wanted to get together, they wanted to bring havoc. Guess what? They had nothing on God. And they had nothing on Israel. Because even though there were more, God still gave Israel the victory. You know, Israel was able to move on. And as we read this whole chapter, it was one kingdom after the next, one kingdom after the next. If he did that back then, he can do that again today. You know, so therefore, I know that the God that I serve, you know, he will fight for us. He will stand in the crutches for us. He is there for us, and he will make a way. He will make a way. You know, so, you know, in Jeremiah 1:19 says, they will fight against you, but they shall not prevail against you. For I am with you, says the Lord. I am with you, says the Lord. You know, and I am with you to deliver you. You know, if God is, again, God is for us, who can be against us? Israel had the victory. You have the victory in Christ Jesus. Doesn't matter how difficult it may be. If he did it then, if he can stop the sun and the moon by, you know, Joshua just said the word, and God did. And God did. The Lord heard the man's voice and responded to it. And Joshua is no better than you and I. He's a servant of the Lord. You are a servant of the Lord. So your prayers have been heard. Your heart has been heard, you know, in the Father's eyes and ears. He has seen you. He has heard you. And he's working it out for you. He's making a way for you. He already made a way for you. All we need to do is to be still and know that he is God. And he's going to do it. And he's going to do it. He promised that he will never leave you, nor forsake you, nor abandon you. So I just want to encourage you, my brothers and sisters, as we conclude this chapter, you know, with all these battles that Joshua had to go through, God gave him the victory. God is giving you the victory. The time to move forward is now. It's not time for us to regress. Not time for us to take a step backwards. It is time for us to continue to move forward, because greater things God has for every single one of you and your family. That's right. And those ones that you've been praying for, that you've been pulling your hair out, you know, because you say, oh my God, when, you know who I'm talking about. You know, those ones that, you know, that you constantly pray and, you know, and you don't see no result. Don't look at that. Don't look at that. You got to look at the supernatural. You got to look at God's work. He's going to work from the inside out, you know. So while I may not look out in the outside, God is working on the inside. God is touching the heart. God is melting those hearts. God is molding and shaping that heart to receive, you know. And before you know it, it shall come to pass. Before you know it, there's going to be new life. There's going to be a rebirth in them. And you're going to see it. And then you're going to say, you know, because God knows what he's doing. We're going to mess it up, but he will never mess it up. So leave it in his hands. Trust him. He has this. He has you. You are not alone. You are not alone. You are not defeated. Come on. You are not defeated. Get those thoughts out of your ears, out of your head, whatever. You know, you are more than a conqueror in Christ. You are more than a conqueror. So I speak that over you this morning. More than a conqueror. You can do all things through Christ Jesus, who gives you strength. Nothing is impossible if you believe. Nothing is. So my brothers and sisters, I pray you got something out of here. It was just so much information in this chapter, so much battles going on and all that. And all I could think about is our spiritual walk, who we are in Christ. You are a son, you are a daughter of the living God. You are special. You were created with purpose. You got purpose. And I love to speak life into you. I love to speak. I like to stir you up a little bit so that you can be jumping up and down too, you know, and doing your thing. So you could do the dance of victory on your own. When we close out the meeting, that you can say, thank you, Jesus. And you could have that time with the Lord, because God is at work. He has not forsaken us. He has not abandoned us, but he's working it out. You know, I am living proof of that. My wife is living proof of that, that we serve a mighty God. And I'm expecting even more. I'm expecting even more miracles taking place in every single one of you and every single one of your situation. So that way you have a powerful testimony that you can share, that's going to bring people to the Lord, that somebody needs to hear your testimony. Somebody needs to hear where you come from. Somebody needs to hear what God has done for you, because they are waiting for that miracle that you already got. For them to hear it.
It's all, yeah.
To hear it from you. That's a challenge for some of you, but they need to hear it from you. It's time to step up and to declare the word of the Lord, and to speak what God is doing in your life, because there are those that need to hear that. Amen. Amen. Hey, guys, I love you. I love you. Love you. Kisses. That's Pop Hernandez, okay? He's the only one that does crazy things like this. But kisses to you guys. Hugs when I see you. You know, I love you, love you, love you. Again, thank you. Thank you so much for all that you have done for us, all your prayers. You know, it's dear to my heart, dear to, if I cannot say it in person, I'm saying it through here. When we see each other, we can talk about it then. But I love you guys. Keep your focus. The best is yet to come. Give him the glory. Give him the praise, because he's still in control and he's still working it out for you and for me. Let us pray. Father God, I thank you for your word. I thank you for your word, Father. The miracles that took place in Joshua's life, Father God, how you moved in his life because he spoke with you, because he spent time with you, because he prayed to you, Lord God, and you showed him and you directed him and you gave him the authority. And he went out and he used the authority and he spoke the authority. Help us to use what you have given us. Help us to speak your word, to use a testimony that we have, Father God, to bring those who are lost to you, Father, to bring life to those who have no life, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for my brothers and sisters. I pray your blessings upon them. Meet their needs according to your riches and glory. Thank you. I thank you in advance for what you're going to be doing, Father, in their homes and in their family. We pray for our leaders. We pray for our pastors, Father God, that you would just bless them. That this Sunday, Father God, that your house can be filled, Father God, of those that are coming in that need a touch, Father God. Those that are coming in that are looking for answers, Father God. And guess what? You will answer them. You will answer their prayers, Father, and they will receive a touch on this weekend, Father God. I thank you in advance for what you're going to do. In Jesus' name, amen and amen, amen. All right, guys. I know I overdid it. I overdid it. Okay, I got 12 minutes over. I do what I never want to do, is go over my time. But you know what? It is what it is. Love you guys. Have a blessed weekend. Love you, love you, love you. Focus. Talk to you soon. God bless.